Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A Canadian journalist held for 4 weeks in Afghanistan is now free. That's according to the woman's employer, the Canadian Broadcasting Company. Melissa Fung was kidnapped in early October inside Kabul. She's now in Afghanistan's Canadian embassy undergoing medical tests. Now, the identity of her kidnappers is not yet known. The three men convicted in the 2002 Bali bombings have been executed. In recent interviews with CNN, the men showed neither fear nor remorse. The men were convicted after killing 202 people, mostly Australian tourists, in two nightclub bomb attacks. A small victory for rescuers at the site of a collapsed school in Haiti. Two children were pulled uninjured from the rubble, but rescuers are still digging by hand, looking for the estimated 1 to 200 people that may still be trapped, and at least 82 people are confirmed dead. Hurricane Paloma is churning in the Caribbean with its eye on Cuba. It's now a dangerous Category 4 storm, but it is expected to weaken before it hits. Meantime, a look at the power of Paloma from our eye reporters in the Cayman Islands. This is an eye report from Will Jacobs shot in his backyard. The National Hurricane Center says the island was blasted with winds around 140 miles an hour. Not much structural damage reported, though, but one refugee shelter on the island was badly damaged, forcing about 100 refugees to another nearby shelter. Island officials say power should be restored to most places by the end of the day. To Florida now, where thousands of volunteers came out in what's being called the largest ever effort to find a missing child in the U.S. They're looking for the body of 3-year-old Kaylee Anthony, who's been missing since July. Her mother, Casey Anthony, is facing first-degree murder charges. She's also accused of lying to investigators who are looking into her daughter's disappearance. She has pleaded not guilty. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.